WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Singer Laura Lee has had two missions in her career. In the late 60s and early 70s, she was a soul singer with a feminist bent, something unusual in the male-dominated world of soul. But then, Lee returned to the gospel music she'd sung early in her career. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward profiles her work.
Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart.
Laura Lee was born in Chicago in 1945 and was adopted by Ernestine and Reverend Edward Allen Rundlis, who had been an original member of the Great Soul Stirrers gospel group. By the time she was nine, Laura was recording with the Meditation Singers, a group Ernestine Rundlis led that had once featured Della Reese and gospel great James Cleveland in its lineup. The Meditations were one of the first gospel groups to try playing nightclubs and jazz festivals. And in the early 60s, Laura caught the ear of none other than Frank Sinatra, who offered her a contract with his new record label, Reprise. She didn't want to leave gospel just then, so she turned him down. But the idea of secular music was still appealing. And in 1966, she cut a single for a small Detroit label and appeared at the Phelps Lounge in Detroit, where she was seen by talent scouts from Chess Records. Laura's first Chess recording session was too slick, but the second provided her with a strong hit.
You are dirty, dirty man. And you got a dirty man. You are dirty, dirty man. You and that other woman are two of a kind.
It was the kind of record she'd become famous for. Laura Lee Speaks Her Mind, Like It or Lump It. It was also recorded in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, at the justly renowned Fame Studios, where Aretha Franklin, another former gospel star, also recorded. And Laura's follow-up, Uptight Good Man, sounds uncomfortably close to some of Aretha's work.
I want a good
sessions in Chicago followed, and Laura Lee was one of the top touring acts of the late 60s, especially in nightclubs, where she'd use the Meditation Singers as her backup. But in 1969, Chess let her go. Good thing, too. Holland Dozier and Holland, the songwriting and producing team that had made the Supremes' first hits and had dominated Motown for a number of years, refused to move to California when Motown did. They'd started up a new label, Hot Wax, that was looking for talent. And talent was something Laura Lee had.
Wedlock is a padlock. When you're married to a no-good man. Wedlock is a padlock. When you're married to a no-good man. Girls, when you tie the knot, make sure the love you got is worth leaving home for. It's hard being a faithful wife, waiting alone at night for a man who won't adore.
Wedlock is a Padlock was one of the first records Hot Wax put out, and it's fairly undistinguished. But the follow-up was the record that made Laura Lee's reputation among soul fans forever.
All the women liberators and men sympathizers.
lyrics were a great combination of dumb and savvy, and the rights she campaigns for, among them money he can't claim in the bank in your own name and be taken out to eat at least once a week, probably sounded pretty revolutionary to some of her fans. Her biggest selling record, however, must have really enraged some of the men who listened to it.
I'm setting him up, oh, for the rip-off girls. I'm setting him up, oh, for the rip-off girls. My man never gives me credit. He always plays me cheap.
This none too subtle tale of a woman stealing all her cheating man's possessions while he's away became Laura Lee's biggest record ever and her last big hit. Even though If You Can Beat Me Rockin' You Can Have My Chair was perhaps her finest musical moment, her career started fading during 1973, and in 1976, in poor health, she returned to the church. She joined forces with Al Green, who's produced two albums with her in recent years, and she's still singing. After all she's been through, she's probably still something of a feminist, too, and arguably more of one than she used to be. After all, who do you think wrote all those songs? Here's a clue. Not Laura Lee.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.